KBW 1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
I'm Jim Ryan. Mississippi state officials are investigating the shooting of an 11-year-old boy. He called 911 trying to help protect his mother when an ex-boyfriend showed up at their home. Indianola police officers asked everyone to come out of the house with their hands up. The boy was shot. Here's ABC's Steve Osunsami.
The police department isn't commenting this morning, but the Mississippi Bureau of Investigations confirms that the child received significant injuries and had to be transported to a local hospital. The 11-year-old is home this morning and lucky to be alive. He had a collapsed lung and a cut on his liver and was treated in the ICU.
The family is calling for the officer to be fired and charged. Lawmakers have left town for the Memorial Day recess. Negotiators are still in Washington trying to reach a deal to raise the debt ceiling before a June 1st default deadline. Both sides say a deal is still possible. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin will deliver the commencement address today at the U.S. Naval Academy in Maryland. This is ABC News. After the death of a Navy SEAL candidate, Kyle Mullen, last year, there were calls for an overhaul of the selection program. The report now has been finalized. ABC's Martha Raddatz has details from Washington.
It is a devastating report, highly critical of Navy SEAL training. The review found that in recent years, the selection process had grown to unacceptable levels, with little medical oversight, poor leadership, and overzealous and inexperienced instructors focused on weeding out candidates, hunting the back of the pack, rather than trying to foster teamwork.
The 24-year-old Mullen died after he successfully completed training. An autopsy showed he died from complications of pneumonia. If your next vacation is a cruise, be prepared for a crowded ship. Occupancy levels on some cruise lines are over 100%. Passengers are dealing with long lines for onboard activities, and some cruise lines are canceling trips after overbooking. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
The Cripes Cast with me, Charlie Behrens, and I'll tell you what, it's more fun than tipping cows. And actually, you shouldn't really tip the cows, okay? They don't tip as easy as they think, and they might kick you in the... Never mind.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what you need to know. Baseball's commissioner says Wisconsin needs to meet its obligation to keep up American Family Field. Rob Manfred was in Milwaukee yesterday to make his case. Milwaukee County Board Member Steve Taylor says he has mixed feelings.
I don't want to see the Milwaukee Brewers go somewhere else. I mean, that's what's happening in Oakland. So 2030 is coming. I just don't think it's right that the taxpayers foot the bill.
Governor Evers wants the legislature to use part of the state's $7 billion surplus to meet the public's ballpark maintenance obligations. A new report says all but three University of Wisconsin campuses will lose money next year. System President Jay Rothman is pushing lawmakers for more money for the UW system in the state budget. In sports, the Giants blanked the Brewers last night 5-0. Milwaukee starts Freddy Peralta tonight. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group Wisconsin Breaking News today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station.
Talking to your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard. Getting them to listen to hot gossip is easy. So here's some drama you could share with your kid. Dude, did you hear about Cassie and Jake? No, but did you hear that vaping can cause irreversible lung damage and nicotine affects brain development? Nuh-uh. You don't need to gossip if you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
You know him as the nose tackle for the green and gold.
1993 to 1999. And again, 2001 to 2003.
125 games, 292 tackles, 7 sacks, and a Super Bowl ring. But there's more to life than stats. And there's more to life than football.
You're about to find out.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger. Featuring Packers legend Gilbert Brown.
Monday mornings at 8 on WISS. And WGBW and on the Civic Media app.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it.
When your kid can't find the language, find the lyrics. Start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ad Council and Pivotal Ventures.
You can join us at 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. It's Friday. That means Friday's with Sandy Williams. So Sandy, help me. You know, this has been an ongoing battle for a long time, whether or not taxpayers should be on the hook for private business owners who built these facilities. And somehow say it is the taxpayers' responsibility to make sure that they remain viable. We've seen it over and over and over all over the nation. Your thoughts on that?
Well, this came up because I was astounded to see that the baseball commissioner was here in Milwaukee suggesting that, gee, maybe if the county or if the government didn't step forward to carry out this maintenance, and the maintenance number for fixing up the baseball stadium, it was like half of the original cost of the whole place to fix it up or right. to bring it up to stand. I don't know what that meant, whether they were going to build a shopping center associated with it. Most of the sports arenas now are connecting themselves.
Destination places.
Yeah, to create destination places. So it's never been explained in the media what it is that these, you know, almost $300 million is going to get spent on for. But apparently the threat is that if you don't step forward and do it, maybe in 2030 the Brewers can move someplace else.
He was pretty arrogant with the way, well, it makes no sense to build this. This is his, almost his, verbatim. It makes no sense to build this if you're not going to keep it up. And I'm like, hey, man, I've been to Miller Park recently. It's not, American Family.
Yeah.
It's not falling down. Okay, yeah. let's be clear. They've done great maintenance on it. And yes, so what are they suggesting? Build another new one? It's 25 years old?
Yeah. I've had trouble because the media has not rolled up its sleeves and said, okay, what is on the budget that's included in this almost $300 million need that's been identified so that the public could understand? Because, you know, it was true. The Bradley Center ended up with a bunch of deferred maintenance. And one of the reasons that was given for building the new one was that it was going to cost so much to fix up the old one.
Right.
And deferred maintenance can be a problem. The commissioner mentioned the Oakland Stadium. Of course, Oakland Stadium was
had, it's been around forever.
And it was decades, and it was turning, you know, it was visible what was wrong with the right. Oakland process. So, but my issue is just that though apparently the contract between the Brewers and this baseball park does not include a requirement that there be ongoing maintenance paid for by the tenant.
So let me do this, Sandy, before we move any further. We've got a family four-pack of tickets for the Milwaukee Brewer game with the San Francisco Giants. Is that tonight, Calvin?
Yes, that is tonight.
Okay, a family four-pack. These are great tickets. I'm not kidding you. They are great tickets. It's going to be about 68, 69 degrees. I don't know if that means the roof would be open. But a family four-pack to call a number one for a shot at a family four-pack of Brewer tickets against the San Francisco Giants tonight at American Family Field. You know, Sandy, our phone lines are open at 844-967-2789 as well. I remember County Stadium, Sandy, as well as you remember.
Mm-hmm.
Even when they finally tore her down, she was still a beautiful stadium. There was nothing that said, hey, it's imminent, she's falling down.
Right.
Am I right?
Yeah. I mean, you know, I don't think much was done to it during the period of its operation either. I mean, you know, and so I have trouble. I suppose there are lots of moving parts in that roof, but I remember the roof underwent a whole lot of expensive repairs. Well, right after it was constructed,
yeah.
It ended up that Mitsubishi had to come back and do a bunch of work to make sure it worked right. But I don't know. I just think to have this discussion make any sense, there ought to be an explanation of just what is all this money to be spent for, and is it improvements? Is it repairs? Is it renovations? Is it additions? I don't know.
So let me ask you, because you look at a city like Oakland. It lost its baseball team, it lost its football team, it lost its basketball team, professional.
Mm-hmm.
It's still, last time I checked, it's still there. The city of Oakland.
Oh yeah, I mean, you know. Milwaukee lost the Braves.
Yes.
In our lifetimes. And,
yeah.
And we spent 10 years without a team. I think about.
And I'm not saying we're not better off having these amenities, because
right.
You can refer to them as amenities. That's what they are, right?
Yeah, sure. But I think Major League Sports has gotten pretty good at arm twisting and figuring out, again, this posturing process about we'll take the team away from you. And they are a business. I suppose they're entitled to do that. My view is that cities, when they put up stadiums, ought to form contracts with the team that binds it in a way that doesn't permit this kind of... And we did have, a relatively long-term lease, because the Brewers are on this lease until 2030. But still... I think in exchange for a municipality and a state coming forward with as much money as they did to build that stadium, they ought to figure out a way to contractually tie up the team.
So who does the stadium belong to?
You know, I don't know. My suspicion is that it belongs to the county or the city or the state, an entity, and that it is leased because I think there is... there was with the Bradley Center, you know.
But that was a gift.
That was a gift, I know. And so I guess I can't tell you. I think that the Fiserv Forum belongs in many respects to the Bucks, but I'm not
but
sure
the
that
Bucks
physically.
But that's owned by a private entity.
The Fiserv Forum.
Yes. I mean the Bucks.
Yeah, and the Bucks
it's
are.
It's a private
yes.
entity.
Well, so are the Braves. I mean, so are the Brewers.
Okay. So it could be the same thing there, could
yes.
it not be?
Yes, I can't speak
Antanasio,
knowledgeably about who has the ground lease and who owns the stadium per se, but I believe that in the Fiserv Forum circumstance that it does belong to.
So
the
Calvin's got the information. Hey, Calvin, thank you, man.
Yeah, I just looked it up. The ballpark is primarily owned by a special state-created district. It's the Southeast
yeah.
Wisconsin Professional Baseball Park District.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Which means...
I think that was the entity that then was the beneficiary of the sales tax that was applied.
So the brewers that play for free?
No, they lease it, and I don't know what the terms of the lease are, whether they pay a lease payment. Or they don't apparently pay for maintenance.
That's it. But and I guess part of this, at the root of part of it, Sandy, is... And I think probably Calvin's got some additional information, but at the root of it, Sandy, is the other part of it is we want to be a big time city, and a big time city has these sporting endeavors, right? I mean, isn't that really what this is all about?
Well, that's what it's about for each sport in each city in the new paradigm where cities build things. Chicago's, you know, they're suffering this with the Bears now.
Well, they're going to build a new stadium now.
Yeah. And maybe in Arlington and not in Chicago, right? So now we got communities pitted against one another, too.
You know, Sandy, you mentioned it. I do remember seeing the guy, and he clearly was standing there and talking like, you know, this was the ruins that they were talking about. It certainly requires, I'm sure, a lot of money to maintain the facility of that size with all those working parts of that roof. They knew that going in. And so now it has to be taken care of. There's no question about it, Sandy. But $260-some-odd million is a lot of money.
Like I said, just show me the list. Yeah, you know? It's like when you take your car in to have its brakes looked at, and then you find out that it's going to cost you $7,000 to drive it away safely. You'd kind of like to look at the list.
So what else you got there, Calvin?
Yeah, I actually pulled up the terms of the lease. So for the initial construction of the ballpark, the Brewers contributed $90 million, and the public contributed $310 million. With the terms of the lease over the next 10 years, the Brewers will pay $1.2 million per year in rent. And also, during the term of the agreement, the team shall be exclusively responsible for management and operation of the stadium complex, including but not limited to employing all day of game, seasonal, and year-round personnel, security, crowd control, maintenance, cleaning, landscaping.
So the variable costs of having games there is borne by the Brewers, and the rent they pay is approximately
$1.2 million.
It's about what they pay. It's what they pay the second team catcher.
Sandy, isn't that not much your seats cost for the Brewers? I mean, for the Bucks. Man, I mean, come on, man. $1.2 million.
That is, you know, when you think about, there might be nobody on the payroll of the Brewers, no single player on the payroll that's earning less than that.
Yeah, it is, you know, it is certainly something that you need to think about. We've got to go to a break. 844-967-2789. We'll be right back.
Ready for our little forest adventure?
Yes!
So much waiting for me. Yeah, I wanna go outside. I wanna be.
We're here.
Whoa, that was fast.
There's a forest closer than you think. Find a park or forest near you and music inspired by nature at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by USDA Forest Service and the Ad Council.
My name is Teresa Barber. I was in the United States Navy, and I served overseas in the Middle East and Africa. Early on in my career, I had a commander that taught our suicide prevention training, and the very next day, he took his own life. 90% of suicide attempts involving a gun are fatal. My way of continuing my service is to help protect my community by being a responsible gun owner and by storing firearms safely. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide.
Brought to you by End Family Fire and the Ad Council.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over. Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Here's your updated forecast. Mainly sunny skies and calm this afternoon with highs around 71. Winds out of the east, 5 to 10 miles an hour. Lows dip down to about 44. Tonight, clear skies and quiet. Lots of sunshine outside again. Tomorrow, highs level off around 74. Temperatures above average Sunday and Monday with highs from the mid-70s to the upper 70s. Once again, highs reach 71 this afternoon. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 66.
This is Civic Media for the Fox Valley.
Baby, I just want you to understand just exactly how you make me feel.
It's a great, great song. One of the greatest songs ever produced. Text us at that same number. It's can you turn on the air conditioning? It's Friday with Sandy Williams. Sandy, Wisconsin Representative Glenn Grothman. You ever hear that guy?
I have, yes.
Said on yesterday, it's almost impossible for a straight white man to get appointed to the federal judgeships.
So he's he's straight white men. We've now become victims.
That's what. So Sandy, we're
all just victims. Oppression.
How does he say that? Who does he think most of the federal judges are?
Yeah.
I said that because these are the things that we're discussing, right? These are the things that are separating us. And it's like everybody's trying to say something even more ridiculous. And to keep things lathered up, right? I mean, why would he come out of nowhere and say that?
Well, you're right. I think it's to play the social fears. You know, we're constantly playing that fiddle of what it is that stirs people up, rather than opening the door and looking in that messy bedroom, figuring out the things we need to fix.
Yeah, because some people are going to say, "Yeah, he's right."
Well, most of those will be white men who are so used to having been dominant. I mean, it used to be that white men got all the judgeships, right?
Yes.
So now that's not the case. And so apparently they don't like the competition.
And the fact that this is in Forbes magazine, this article.
Yeah.
It's made it to Forbes because he kind of sounds ridiculous, right?
Well, except that, it's the same as the affirmative action thing. And you can talk to young people now and say, if you're a straight white kid in high school, you'll have trouble getting to the college you want to get into. Well, that's not really true, but it has become more difficult because the world is opened up to everybody, right? And so competition, everyone, marketplace, that's what we got.
But Sandy, when Congress people, and I mean, Glenn Grothman is not exactly a guy who's very opinionated.
But
on
since the emergence of Donald Trump in the political scene, temperance and subtlety in political discussion of discourse kind of went out the window for a whole bunch of people. And so, in fact, what entered the scene was saying things that were controversial and newsworthy was really what people wanted to do. And so there are a bunch of people who are saying whatever outrageous thing comes into their head without fear, because it ends up kind of being a positive rather than a negative. So we've got, Marjorie Taylor Greene, all kinds of people who say things that wouldn't have ever been said 10 years ago.
Yeah. Sandy, it doesn't surprise me that Glenn Grothman said it, because I followed Glenn Grothman's career. Oh, did I say that? I followed Glenn Grothman's career.
Yeah.
Well, I remember him at his time at the state here in Wisconsin, and I was surprised when he became a congressman. I got to tell you, I really was surprised when he became a congressman. But he's there. He's been there for a while. I don't know how many other things he said that have been noteworthy. But this got certainly, cachet in Forbes magazine. Got to go to a break. 844-967-2789. We'll be back.
Fox Valley connected, informed, and entertained. This is Civic Media.
ABC News, I'm Jim Ryan. Mississippi state officials are investigating the shooting of an 11-year-old boy. He called 911 trying to help protect his mother when an ex-boyfriend showed up at their home. Indianola police officers asked everyone to come out of the house with their hands up. The boy was shot. Here's ABC's Steve Osunsami.
The police department isn't commenting this morning, but the Mississippi Bureau of Investigations confirms that the child received significant injuries and had to be transported to a local hospital. The 11-year-old is home this morning and lucky to be alive. He had a collapsed lung and a cut on his liver and was treated in the ICU.
The family is calling for the officer to be fired and charged. Lawmakers have left town for the Memorial Day recess. Negotiators are still in Washington trying to reach a deal to raise the debt ceiling before a June 1st default deadline. Both sides say a deal is still possible. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin will deliver the commencement address today at the U.S. Naval Academy in Maryland. This is ABC News.
Great to listen to while having a Liney's and grilling some Sheboygan brats. The Cripescast with me, Charlie Behrens, on Civic Media. And don't forget the Civic Media app.
For Civic Media, I'm Jane Nettner. Here's what you need to know. The Wisconsin Realtors Association says existing home sales in April down 32.5% compared to last year, so it's still a seller's market. The Milwaukee, Madison, and Green Bay areas all saw home sales drop 31 to 36% in April of this year. It's even worse for homes considered more affordable for first-time buyers. The association says there are 1.7 months of inventory in the $125,000 to $200,000 range and 2 months of inventory in the $200,000 to $350,000 range. This winter, the Great Lakes saw the fourth lowest ice cover since scientists began keeping track a half century ago. Data from NOAA shows the average ice cover was only 6.2% this year. The average over the last 50 years, 24.5%. I'm Jane Matnair. This is Civic Media News.
Larry, it's your mom. Did you know the Civic Media Network covers the whole state of Wisconsin? They can help your business get the word out, whether you want to reach a smidge of folks or just want the whole kit and caboodle. Call 608-819-8255. Okay then, bye.
People won't give you the real talk on drugs, but it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is killing people. It's a powerful opioid, often made illegally and commonly mixed with illicit drugs. It can even be pressed into counterfeit pills that resemble prescription medications. Just 2 milligrams, about the size of a few grains of sand, can potentially be lethal. This isn't an ad to scare you, but it is an ad to make you think twice. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council.
Hey, I'm Smokey Bear, and I made an assistant to help you out, because only you can prevent wildfires.
Hey, Assistant Smokey Bear, call me Papa Bear, because I'm grilling up dinner. Do you get it?
Yes, good job.
So, what should I do with all these coals?
Don't just toss them out. Put them in a metal container, because those embers can start a wildfire.
I understand. The stakes are high.
Ha, 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 ha.
Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
If I could be you...
And you could be me?
For just 1 hour.
If you could find a way...
To get inside.
Each other's mind.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out. And for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Can you feel it? Touching you.
Rising, and it's not surprising, but when you're close to me, girl, it's so tantalizing. I can't help myself, I get so excited. Why do I act in this fashion? Why can't I control my passion? Some call it soul fire.
All right, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. You know, just, you know, we're talking about Glenn Grothman and his belief that it's almost impossible for a straight white man to become a federal judge anymore. And CJ's on the line. CJ, you say what?
Well, I agree with him.
No kidding.
If favoritism costs one person their scholarship, due to transgenderism in sports, or I believe in Martin Luther King saying and his beliefs. I got a chance to see the memorial. It was beautiful in Washington. I'd never been to Washington before. Went with my fiance and another couple. It was amazing. Judged, he had a dream, Martin Luther King. Live in a nation where
please
they will
don't
not
quote
be judged
CJ,
by the color
please,
of their skin.
Please don't quote Dr. King, right? Because you know why Dr. King came on the scene because of the things you are saying weren't being adhered to then. Okay? People weren't being treated basically by the color, rightfully by the color of their skin. America has that history, CJ.
Yes, and I believe we've learned from it. But affirmative action shouldn't be a plus 10 points by the color of your skin, and that's living by MLK today. It should be judged by the character of the person.
So let me ask you, CJ.
You, your party speaks now. There's a difference between...
CJ, you keep saying my party. We do. Is there any way you can check and find out I'm not a member of the Democratic Party? I'm not a registered member of the Democratic Party. Maybe Sandy is.
No,
I don't know.
No, I'm not.
So I don't know why he keeps saying our party. Are you a registered Republican?
On everything you discuss. Everything you discuss, you carry their flag, whether it's Joe Biden or the beliefs and what the Democrat Party believes in. But tell me the difference between equity and equality. Because your party... Okay, maybe you're not a member of their party, but you sure carry their flag.
Well, are you a member of the Republican CJ? CJ, are you a member of the Republican Party? Yes or no?
No, I'm a libertarian.
Okay, so then, but you carry the same thing you accuse me of. You carry the flag of the Republican Party. It's safe to say that, right? Yes.
Well, I sure stand with them fiscally. And social, I'm a moderate. Okay.
Well, fiscally, wait. Now, CJ, now you're in my bailiwick on the fiscal issue, and schmuck that I am. I sort of took umbrage at that. But fiscally, I think neither party can really claim responsibility. And I don't see how the Republicans possibly can based on their track record. But I realize that they're able to label themselves that way, and they have successfully branded themselves. So, but their conduct belies it. And I think that if we got into a historical discussion of which administrations have been more responsible fiscally, we'd have trouble, either one of us would have trouble winning that fight.
I believe that Glenn Grossman is right, that it is now more difficult for a white male to get a job when there is plus or minuses for whatever the person. So fiscally, I would say that the Republican, Kevin McCarthy and their party put together, they slowed the rate of growth.
Hey, CJ.
Sandy, right?
Hey, CJ.
So it's a cut.
Hey, CJ, I just want to challenge that. It's more difficult for a white man to get a job when last time I checked, you know, white people in this country still, you know, kind of in the majority. And when you make a statement like that, you can't back that up with facts. That's just an assumption. There's no way, since the sheer numbers of white males outnumber, you know, the other minority groups, it can't be true.
Well, it's not living Martin Luther King's dream when you plus
okay.
or minus due to the color of someone's skin.
Okay.
So you can explain it in equality because that's where it's coming. You, Earl, I enjoy your show. I love you. But, again, equity is not equality, and you want equity. You want to
shouldn't
take from the rich and give to the poor.
So is that what gay people want too? They don't want equity. What do they want?
Well, someone who's transgender, I can't believe that would want to compete as a male, XY chromosome, male, and compete and feel good about beating.
CJ, so that's just one aspect of it. There are gay people who, you know, and you can focus on LGBTQ all you want to, but I mean, you know, there are gay people who just want equality in the society, man. Are you opposed to that?
Well, how about reparations, Earl? How do you feel about reparations?
Oh, my God.
All right. Okay. Thank you very much for the call, man. Hey, Tom from LA, he, your thoughts, man. Good morning.
Oh, Lord, I have a headache. First off, we the people ultimately are the government. And that includes you, CJ. So just I'm not discluding anybody, number one. Number two, yeah, we should have equity in the society. You know what? If you're a salesperson and you're walking door to door and you're a black person, you have a much worse shot of maybe getting shot than I do in my white privilege as a white man. Give me a break, CJ. If you don't think that racism is interwoven into the fabric of our society, you are so white privileged that you can't even get out of your own way. You're ridiculous. I mean, this is, yeah, there should be equity. If you want to call it equity, and equality. I am a gay man. Wow, but good thing I have my white skin. Good thing that I'm kind of invisible to the masses because I played football and, you know, I'm maybe not a stereotypical gay, but you know what? I still have white privilege. I can still go and when I have a long line, very easy for me to butt in line somewhere, and it probably is for you too, CJ. A black person, not as easy. So get over yourself. This is so ridiculous. And as far as transgender people go, oh my God, leave that alone, CJ. If you look at if you look at Hitler, first people he went after were the smallest minority. That were the transgender people. And now you on the right, I didn't call you a Republican, but you on the right are doing exactly the same thing. And as far as fiscal responsibility goes, I'll go head-to-head with you on it. You had two illegal wars off the books with George War criminal Bush. You had Ronald Reagan ran up the deficit more than anybody. The two people that actually balanced the budget were Barack Obama and Bill Clinton. Yeah, you know what? We did have a lot of spending when FDR was around, but God help us, we were actually able to get a return on our investment, and the American people were able to make their way out of the Great Depression. But you are ridiculous. You sound like a not a very intelligent person with all of your talking points and with all of your stuff that you throw on this show about all the things that are just the opposite of the Republicans are. Remember this, folks. If the Republicans are spewing it, they're doing it.
Hey.
Remember that phrase and repeat it over and over again, just like they do.
Hey,
they are the pro-death party. They are the pro-death party.
Hey, Tom, thank you very much for the call. Sandy, let me bounce this off of you. This is another one of those issues that just seems to continue to gain traction. In Missouri, public schools, the Republicans want to be able to have Bible classes. What is going on, sir?
Is that the Quran? Which Bible?
No.
No, I mean, I'm just saying
the Christian
that.
Bible.
Facetiously, but not.
I know.
That's the question that one needs to ask if you're going to have courses in a public school that are religious. The question is, are you going to allow all religions? Scientology, can they come and visit and have their religion as well? This is what our founding fathers were worried about, and they didn't want to cross-fertilize between theology and education. And, you know, if someone wants to go to a private parochial school, they have that option.
Yes.
But public schools are there for with a purpose. So, you know, I just think that we've become so fixated on these social issues that are, many of them, attempts to marginalize somebody or to take to personalize a political dispute. So we can focus a lot of attention on, for instance, transgenderism. I mean, really, it's such a small number of people, and if we were all tolerant, we would care less about it. And to try to create a straw man argument relating to athletic competition, we can let our leagues decide who participates in athletics, right? The little league can make their own rules. The government doesn't make those rules, and politics needn't play a role in the rules that it is that various leagues might adopt about who can participate in what sport, when, and where.
You know, Sandy, when legislators come up with these, you know, ideas that the public schools should have Bible courses, optional Bible courses, I think of that legislator as somebody who really doesn't have anything to offer, right? If you want to come up with something that makes sense that we can,
well, I mean,
that would be useful.
If you have a Bible course in a public school, you have a teacher paid by the public, out of the public trough, teaching a religious course. That's like history 101 in terms of what our founding fathers thought shouldn't be the case. Okay, at least in a public high school or grade school. When you go to a university and you're paying a tuition and you're taking various courses, yeah, you could take a comparative religion class, for instance, at the University of Wisconsin. But the notion that a public school ought to teach that, then they ought to scratch their head and say, okay, are we going to teach the Quran? Are we going to teach the Torah? You know, are we going to teach pagan ritual? You know,
right.
Where do we draw the line?
You know, Sandy, and the line has already been drawn by the founding fathers. That shouldn't happen in this country, right?
Right.
You can't keep saying the founding fathers and we support everything they stood for, and then you turn around and do things that are in direct opposition. I mean, clearly, choice of religion was one of the major things that they talked about, and that this nation would be different than other nations from that perspective, that people would have freedom of that, right?
Yeah, exactly. State religions were, you know, the separation of church and state was fundamental.
All right, got to go to a break. 844-967-2789. We'll be right back.
Did you know more than 26,000 men and women from Wisconsin have died while serving their country? This Memorial Day, take time to honor their legacies. Here's former President Barack Obama on Memorial Day 2009.
We waged war so that we might know peace. We braved hardship so that we might know opportunity. We paid the ultimate price so that we might know freedom.
Join all of us at Civic Media as we salute those who gave their lives for our freedom.
SNP Construction in Kewaunee salutes the men and women of our military and veterans for the sacrifices they've made. Keep them in your thoughts and prayers until these trying times are over. Our troops are fighting hard to defend our great country and keep freedom alive worldwide. For this we salute them, and may God bless America. This military tribute from SNP Construction in Kewaunee. Call 920-304-2277 or visit snpconstruction.com. Proud to salute our troops.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here.
I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Here's your updated forecast. Mainly sunny skies and calm this afternoon with highs around 71. Winds out of the east, 5 to 10 miles an hour. Lows dip down to about 44. Tonight, clear skies and quiet. Lots of sunshine outside again. Tomorrow, highs level off around 74. Temperatures above average Sunday and Monday with highs from the mid-70s to the upper 70s. Once again, highs reach 71 this afternoon. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 66.
This is Civic Media for the Fox Valley.
At 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. Sandy, let me ask you, these states that are pushing hard to create laws that separate them from our federal government and federal laws. Is this a sign of something that could down the road be disastrous for our nation? Because clearly some of our states want to separate from our government, and they somehow think that they are, and their laws supersede federal law. How much of a danger?
We've had this ongoing dispute since the very beginning. The Articles of Confederation was the first effort before we got to our Constitution with a federal Constitution. The difference, states' rights versus overall federal rights. The Supreme Court case just yesterday relating to wetlands.
Yeah.
The Clean Water Act was based upon the notion that that would be the regulation of interstate waters. Okay. Interstate meaning the basis for federal jurisdiction, right? If it's interstate, the feds can regulate it. If it's not interstate at all, if it's totally intrastate, then the feds have to keep hands off. So, and that was a principle that was basically laid out and settled in the time of the New Deal, and a more expansive view of what the federal interstate interest was adopted. And for 50 years, the Clean Water Act has been interpreted to take a broad view of what interstate waters are. But yesterday, the Supreme Court decided that if the water, surface water, wasn't continuous, if you essentially couldn't like float a log all the way along, it wasn't going to be under federal jurisdiction. So the decision yesterday, and even Brett Kavanaugh dissented from it, recognizing that it was a significant retreat from the capacity of the EPA and the federal government to regulate water. So yes, this balkanization by states, this effort by states to reassert states' rights and to get back into this primal dispute about the difference between state jurisdiction and federal jurisdiction can create for the United States a real problem, because as modern as we've become, we are so very intertwined over state lines. It's very hard to isolate anything that happens in a state from anything that happens elsewhere, electronically, in every way. And so the notion that we would rebalkanize is very troublesome. And we even have states that periodically talk about secession, you know, so we've got a real dynamic ongoing, and it's part of the polarization.
You know, Sandy, it just to me, the fact that these states somehow seem to believe Texas and Florida leading the way, but Arkansas and other states that also believe we need to live independently from the government, from the federal government. Come on, man.
Well, I bet you those states have a net influx of federal money based on the taxes paid and the money that's returned. Certainly Arkansas does. And so it would be interesting because these states that talk like that have no concept of what it would like. In fact, Texas found out with their energy problem, you know, they had gone to great pains to isolate the electric grid in Texas so that it wouldn't be subject to federal regulation. Yeah, how did that turn out for Texas a couple of years ago when they had terrible outages, right? So they found out that being interdependent was probably a better idea.
You know, and I'm wondering if the people of those states themselves, these are decisions that are being made clearly without them.
Well, I think lots of people, it's fun to talk like that. You know, but then when you get down to the details, it doesn't work so very well. So I think that this is, again, the notion of political theater and posturing.
You know, and it's only getting, Sandy, more and more prevalent that people somehow want to somehow dismantle the United States of America verbally. Right.
Yeah. Well, the same people who want to dismantle the United States of America, want a strong standing army and a big defense department. How are they going to do that once it's dismantled? You know, how many submarines does Texas want to operate?
Well, it's pretty clear they don't give a whole real thought to it, right?
Yeah.
It's easy to say those things.
Well, but that's what's happened in politics generally. We've stopped thinking about the long haul. What is the implication of what we're talking about here?
All right, listen, we got to get out of here. Hey, Sandy, have a great Memorial Day. What you got planned?
Well, you know, it's who knows. That gets served up to me.
Yeah, but just a lowly husband.
Yeah,
and
but
granddad.
But I understand you're going to be be cooking for.
Well, I'm going to be on a barbecue grill for about 10 hours.
Actually, what's on my agenda now is stopping by your barbecue grill tomorrow. I want to see this.
And this is a community. It's called Heal the Hood. Happens every year. It's a kickoff for the summer, a safe summer, and children and neighborhoods and police and everybody kind of interacts. It's a great. It's a great thing, and I'm kind of handy with the grill, and gratefully it won't be 80 or 90 degrees tomorrow. It'll be perfect.
So what will I eat if I come?
Well, mainly chicken and brats and those kind of things. I'll let you know. I got to go. Been a great week. Thank you, Calvin. Appreciate it. Everybody enjoy themselves. Sandy and I'll be back on Monday. You've been tuned into the Earl Ingram Show.
Out where dreams come true.
Hello, I'm a Marine.
No matter how you served.
My buddies from the Army are all gone now. I'm really alone.
No matter what you're going through.
I keep getting calls about the bills, and I'm trying to get a job. I feel so stuck.
We are here for you. If you or a veteran in your life is experiencing thoughts of suicide, dial 988, then press 1 to reach the Veterans Crisis Line.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay. WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
Up US Kids present
ABC News. I'm